Okay, so this is technically, in a sense, in a way, going to be part two from the video I released earlier on the regular YouTube about traveling issues. So, but this goes, well, this is another issue, and just how I dealt with this stuff mentally, you know, when I moved, and I was living with my ex-wife. We were married at the time. Well, yeah, we were married at the time. So in the last video that's on regular YouTube, I talked about how, you know, traveling issues, and if your spouse didn't travel a lot. Okay, if your spouse didn't leave home for a long period of time, then they just can't understand, you know, the toll it'll take on you. And especially when you're a rookie in it, when you're like first starting out, like I was, like your partner just can't understand. If they never did it, they just don't know where you're coming from with it. And I think that's another reason why me and my girl right now get along so well, because one, she used to be a professional singer, did commercials, and she, like, that's another reason why she actually doesn't want to be on camera too, because she just hates cameras, because she used to do it, you know, for years. And two, she's lived in different countries because her family moved around, so she gets it. And that's another reason why the girl I have now, she, like, we get along so much better than my ex-wife. So, but my ex-wife, I'm not going to try to talk shit about her, but, you know, she stayed in Czech Republic, you know, pretty much. Well, she stayed in Czech Republic her whole life, except for, you know, one vacation here, one vacation there. She pretty much stayed in the same area. So, and I tell this, the one time I yelled at a woman, right? So what happened was, I'm sure, I don't know how long, whoever may be watching this, if you listen to other life stories I had, well, I share with you guys, my real close uncle, he died. He died, and I didn't even know he died for like about 6-7 months. Just like the beautiful girl in college. I didn't know she died. We got mad at each other and just didn't talk for like 6-7 months, and I stumbled upon finding it out. So it was the same thing with my uncle. My uncle, he died, real close uncle. I think I talked about this in the live streams. He was a dude, he was real up on technology. So like, so if there was a new iPhone or a new, you know, back then, like even back when like LCDs were like expensive, like a small one would be like $1,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a small, and it'd be super heavy. I still remember that. He would always get the newest technology, but then the second something newer came out, he would just kind of give it to me. So I was like, you know, 20 years old, and I would always have like the newest shit, or like the second newest shit that came out, working, you know, like a regular factory job, like nothing special type shit, right? And motherfuckers used to always wonder why, you know, how I had all this. But yeah, he died. So I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I remember I was actually scrolling through one of his friends' Facebook page, because he used to always make fun of the I don't know what to call it, the head of Wilberforce University, because they had hired this new woman after Wilberforce was getting ready to shut down, because they were just fucking up, and they probably still are fucking up, because that's just what most HBCUs do. They just fuck up off this pretentiousness and ego that goes in their heads, and they just, you know, get the chasing money and just fuck everything up. And I will definitely be quoted saying that they don't go to an HBCU. All right. Just don't do it. Historically black college or university, don't do it. Most of them are a waste of fucking times, and they're fucking disgusting and dirty. And I went to one anyway. Yeah. So I was scrolling through his friend's Facebook page. Both of them, they were, you know, older professors at the school. And he would always make fun of her name was like Angelica Freeman or some shit like that. I can't remember her name now. But he was he was going through it. And I mean, I was going through it. He was like making fun. I'm like laughing. I'm like scrolling down like months type of shit. Like he just constantly posting, making fun of her type of shit. And I seen rest in peace, Talbert Grooms. I was like, what? Rest in peace, Talbert Grooms. What? So I get the call. So I called on. I got an aunt. She works with, you know, she has a real good job, man. She flies around. I called her. She said, yeah, you didn't know you didn't know Talbert died. I'm like, no, I didn't know Talbert died. What the fuck happened? So I was fucked up. And I remember because I was sitting at the table with my wife when I found out. And I'm just like, damn, like, what the fuck? So I'm like in a daze, right? And this is also counting in everything that went on in the video I put on YouTube about traveling issues, about when you travel, you know, you kind of hit this, oh my God, what have I done moment when you move somewhere, when you like completely move somewhere type of shit. And then you got to figure out the language and all this shit. And if the language is super foreign, it's even worse kind of thing. So I was going through all that. Then I found out he died. So I was fucked up, man. So I remember, so to get to the more to the point of the story, the one time I yelled at a woman was actually my wife. So we had been having issues like all up to this point. Like, you know, she was, I'm not going to talk shit about her, but we was having issues the whole time, right? And I remember she came home and I was drinking beer. It was like this afternoon. I was drinking beer, looking on the laptop, reading his obituary and like going through his Facebook and going through his LinkedIn, just like, you know, reading, you know, like, you know, looking, checking up on, you know, checking up on him after he had, you know, already died. And my wife comes upstairs like fucking flipping out. Talk about something. How come you didn't pick up the phone? I was calling you. My phone's like literally sitting like right next to the laptop. She didn't fucking call me. And she's like flipping out about it. She would always have these little bouts of doing that shit, flipping out, right? And I'm like trying to play it cool, but it was one of them times like I just fucking blacked out for a second and just started like hitting the fucking desk and it's like screaming like is this what you want? Like, this is what you want? Why? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm sitting right here, you know, you look, read it, and she can see he was on the fucking screen on my laptop. Like, is this, like, I flipped out on her, man. I didn't hit her or anything, but like, so the point I'm trying to make is, man, we'll all get caught off guard at some point, all right? For whatever the reason. My thing is it usually has to be like a perfect storm for me to just completely do that. And it's only happened a few times. That's the only time I can remember happening with a woman where I just complete but it has to be like the perfect storm of just completely new scenarios that I'm just not used to being in. And then somebody's coming down on me type shit. Then I'll just like, sometimes I just like kind of lightweight blackout for, you know, for a few seconds. It happened in the military too. When I beat that dude up, I told y'all he had that wire chin when I seen him again. Because again, I was kind of like in a situation, in a world where I had no idea where I was at or, you know, really what to do in their culture. And then on top of that, motherfuckers like coming down on you. Then like I'll fuck around and black out for like, you know, I'll black out for probably a good 10 seconds and just yell or whatever. But the thing was with that dude, I blacked out and jumped on him. Where my ex-wife, I never hit my ex. I've never hit like legitimately boxed up a woman type shit. Like, I've never done that. I told you about the one girl I had where I kicked her over the bed after she had already punched me and I fell and I kicked her over the bed type shit like that. But I've never actually like flat out brawled with a bitch. But that was the one time I reeled at a woman, man. I blacked out. I blacked out. but the good thing about Meg, the good part about Meg's wife was this: like, if I told her to do something or not to do something, like on a personal level, then she would fucking do it. Like that was a good quality she had. Even up to the end, I told her to never call me again, and she never called me again. She was she. If I told her, but if I had, okay. So we're gonna dive into that relationship now. If I had to kind of infer that she should do something, then she would never do it. She was the type of woman, like, you had to tell her to do something with no remorse, like with no remorse, like, do this, don't do this. You had to do. But the thing is, like, men, we don't like to see. Here's my opinion on this. See, men, we don't like to have to do that, man. Like, we don't like to have to tell a motherfucker to do everything. Like, we really don't like to command motherfuckers, you see. But then women got this whole thing of like, oh, you're trying to control me and all this shit like that. And see, like, I mean, not in my scenario, but I've heard of other situations. The first thing that comes to my head is, you know, when I hear that from women, like, you're trying to control me. Okay, the first thing I think about is, okay, like, if you were to compare, okay, if not even compare, if man as man genuinely wanted to control women, do women really think they would stand a chance in that fight? I mean, just really, I mean, for real, not even on some old like beat them up, rape them type shit. But I mean, but be honest, be really think about this shit. Like if man really wanted to control woman, what fight would woman really put up in that shit? And I think this is a question that like all women really need to think about, to really reevaluate like where they stand in the fucking world with man. Like if man really wanted something from a bitch, like we like man would just take it, right? Flat out, like we would just beat him up and take it. Like the only reason they walking around this free shit is because we let them do it. But that's a topic for another time. But yeah, that's the one time I yelled at a woman, man. It was my ex-wife. Still ain't talked to her since. And you know what's crazy? Like everybody always asks here, like, hey, have you talked to her? Have you talked to her? Like, no, I don't know. I've always been like that. I've always been that type of dude where once I'm out, once that relationship is over, I don't go back and talk to her. There's one girl I still talk to now. And I told her this on the phone. I told her because we shared like a bunch of like, you know, either like she tells me all the dirty, you know, dirty sexual shit she's done with some new guy she found. And I'll talk about relationship shit and like in the reality of what women do and shit like that. We share all this shit, man. So everything I'm saying to here, she already knows. She wouldn't be surprised to hear. I don't think she watches my channel, but she wouldn't be surprised. But she's the only one. That's the only woman who I've actively still talked to after I've already fucked. After I fucked and then left that area or left that town or whatever the fuck, she's the only one. The only one. And I told her that because I've always been that kind of dude, man. Usually, once that relationship is over, that relationship is over. I have never gone back. Not one time. Not even go back and see how they doing. None of that. Because it's a saying, man. I got it from Minority Report. Y'all remember when I think it was when they was trying to figure when Tom Cruise was trying to figure out the crimes. That's when everybody. But you gotta like Minority Report, man. Everybody, you have to look. You have to at least like Minority Report. Like that's one of my favorite movies that I never think about until I think about it. Type of thing, like Requiem for a Dream. You know. But like some movies you just don't think about till you think about like, oh yeah, I love that movie. But yeah, Minority Report. But Tom Cruise, because it was like a cover up murder type shit. I forget, it was a cover up murder or something. I can't remember what it was. But the dude says to Tom Cruise, he says, you know, if you go digging, all you're going to get is dirty. And for some reason, man, I just always held on to that. I just always held on to that saying. Like I've always. For some reason, I've just always held on to. I don't know why it just clicked with me when I was younger, but I've just always held on to that, man. Like, don't if you go digging, all you're gonna get is dirty. That's all that's gonna happen, man. It's not worth it, you know. Because for some reason, we want to think if we go digging, then we'll be satisfied by whatever we find. And the reality of it is, man, like a lot of times, sometimes you might get lucky and it'll happen like that. But a lot of times, it's just not all the effort and thought and time you put into it. It's just not going to be worth it, man. Just move on. I would advise just move on in life and keep your story moving. Don't worry about getting fucked over out of some money or whatever the fuck. Just keep moving. Just keep your boat moving in life. All right. That's my advice on that shit. But yeah, man, that's the video. I just wanted to make that because I wanted to share, you know, some shit that makes me look weak and fucked up. Because I started thinking about, you know, I started thinking about YouTube and, you know, media and shit like that. Media in general always kind of tries to paint this like complete perfect one-sided picture and shit. Like, you know, they never lose or you never, you know, fuck up or whatever the fuck. Like, they always try to do that, man. So and I don't know if I probably came off like that. But yeah, so I wanted to share that side, you know, the one time I lost it. It went off. But yeah, man, that's it. I just wanted to share that. If I come up with other stories of you know, something that might be interesting to how I fucked up, then I'll definitely share them. But yeah, I'm out of here, man. Have a good day. Bye.